From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
I'm Gareth, VK4GED, and standing outside the Disaster Coordination Centre in Atherton in far north Queensland. This is where disaster specialists from Tablelands Regional Council meet when there are significant weather or other disruptive events. And it's from here that radio amateurs will be called to help in times of community need, and where they'll be setting up a radio base at short notice. It's also where the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club meets every month to discuss and train on matters of communications resilience. I've singled out the Tablelands Club and Council because they have one of the best emergency comms relationships in Queensland. If you have a look at the Tablelands Council's website, you will find pages dedicated to radio communication and the involvement of the Tablelands Club. Search online for Tablelands Resilient Communications Subplan. The takeaway from this is that legislation makes each Queensland Council responsible for its own area's disaster response. So if you're a Queensland radio amateur and you want to contribute as a communications volunteer in your council area, make yourself known to your mayor, deputy mayor and disaster coordinator, because they will be the ones to talk to before and during an event. Ask to be involved in your council's disaster communication exercises and let them know your station's capability, readiness and availability. This is Gareth, VK4GED, with the VK4 MCOMS update. You can find out more by searching online for VK4 space EMCOMS.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Hi, this is Ed, DD5LP. Did you know you can also hear Q News as a podcast? Just simply search in your search engine under Q News AR Podcast. Need the AR in there because otherwise there are several other Q News name podcasts around. Or search in your podcast app and you'll find Q News on all the usual podcaster sites. Enjoy the news broadcast at any time from your smartphone or your PC or your MP3 player. This is Ed, DD5LP.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
It's Sunday the 12th of July. We're starting to come out of the depths of winter, and the one thing that we can predict is that there will be weather today. Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club, and it might be worth having a pen ready just in case the interweb and phone network doesn't work. This has not been a good week for technology. Let's start with tomorrow night, which would be Monday the 13th of July, and in this case, the 13th is unlucky for nobody. Our monthly meeting for July features contesting, which is amateur radio incarnated as a sport. In 5 weeks, the Remembrance Day contest will be with us, and in just over 24 hours, Dimane, VK4DI, will be along to tell you how to win the RD contest. As one of Australia's foremost contesters, Di has had a go at pretty much all contests on all bands and under all conditions. She is one of the hobby's Elmers. That's a person who acts as a recognised mentor to help other hams get started and progress. Di has already mentored the Darling Downs Club by providing a bit of coaching that enabled our club to take out our category in the John Moyle contest last March. The RD contest is looming and the club has a chance. Di's presence is perfectly timed to provide some support, and your presence is warmly requested to provide some support in return. We're meeting at 1900 in the Guide Hut in Harristown, with all the details on the website and also pasted into the text edition of this Q News, available from your friendly WIA website. tea, coffee and Tim Tams, and the hut is going to be comfy warm. We'll have an impressive amount of gear to sell as more of the club's stash has been moved to the hut. Our Vice President Sam, VK4SAM, has been very busy organising a sale, and in recognition, we're having the club's first Sam Fest at the same time as the club meeting. Monday the 13th of July from 1800 for access to the gear. Now, you might not have heard, but you will, the government is rolling out AusAlert, a mobile phone-based alternative to Wison. AusAlert will send a text to any mobile phone, group of phones, or indeed every phone in the country in the case of an announcement that needs to be made. The first national test is at 1400 on Monday the 27th of July. If you have a mobile phone that you don't want to be heard, ensure that it's silenced at that time. The club's annual general meeting will be held at the Guide Hut at 1800 on Thursday the 30th of July. Note the time, date and location. It's all different to last year. 1800, Thursday the 30th of July. The AGM packet will go out shortly and it's mostly standard business. We'll be electing a vice president, treasurer and two committee members, and if you're interested in standing for committee, the information on how to nominate will be in the AGM packet. Most importantly, if you're not a current member of the club, you won't be allowed to vote or nominate. All memberships expire at the end of June each year. So unless you're one of the efficient people who've already renewed, you're technically not a member and you need to do something. Renewal is via the big red button on the homepage and it takes less than 5 minutes to do the whole thing online with several highly trusted payment methods. With the demise of cheques and given that we're nowhere near you to collect cash, this is the way of the world. Please renew your membership now if you haven't done it already. Go to the website and do it right now. It's really impressive when renewals happen following this announcement. It shows that you care. The 52-week ham challenge continues with ever more bizarre and interesting things to try. Last week we were asked to build an uncommon antenna. How did you go? This week, they want you to match something as an antenna. Do you think you could load into the rain guttering or maybe a balcony handrail? Can you make contacts with a wire door screen? It's all in the name of experimentation and you should observe common sense and safety, but hey, you might be pleasantly surprised at how well you could get out with a door shield. Three reminders. Club meeting is tomorrow night at 1900 with Di Main talking to us about contesting. We'll have gear for sale at the meeting location from 1800. Our AGM is coming up on Thursday the 30th of July and your membership is due and overdue if you haven't already renewed. And that's it for this week. Everything we've mentioned and quite a bit more is on the website at ddrci.org.au. That's ddrci.org.au. And you can reach us quickly by sending an email to secretary@ddrci.org.au. Until next week, when I'll be able to give you some more good news, thanks for listening. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.